Nigel Lim had a really good go in business, enjoyed speedway motorcycling, and enjoyed a bit of fun and a bit of excitement. But in 2015, he had a horrific accident, a freak accident, which left him with a brain injury and severely sight impaired. And over the last 3 years, he has been working back, rehabilitating himself, trying to get himself back on track. And 35 months after his horrific accident, he actually hit the speedway track again and did a couple of hot laps. Nigel joins us now. Hi, Nigel.
Hello there, Simon. How you going?
Not bad. And you were quite nervous about getting back on the bike. How did it go?
Yeah, nervous was to say it was the understatement, to be fair. It actually went quite well. People asked me if I was going to be nervous, and I said, yeah. And they said, well, why are you nervous if you're going to just pottle around the track at 2 miles an hour? And I said, "That I wasn't going to do that. That was never what I was going to do. So, obviously, I wanted to go as fast as I possibly could with the eyesight that I've got left. And, obviously, that incurred risk. There was always a risk of me crashing again. Not necessarily the same accident, but there was a risk of that, and I understood that. But I wanted to push myself, to go as fast as I could. And the BBC came down, Look North BBC came to film it, which was good, but there was a couple of other friends filmed it on the phones, and one in particular filmed me getting on the bike and putting me cut off lanyard around my wrist in case I fell off, because you have to do that by law, which stops the motorbike if you fall off. It rips the stop cut off out on the ignition. And anyway, he took a video of me doing this, and my hand on the clutch. You can see that the hand on my clutch, and I'm putting it in gear, and I'm just twitching to go. I'm that excited. I'm just ready to drop the clutch at any time, and it's quite clear that I do. And I went off, not at 100 mile an hour, obviously, but it looked like 100 mile an hour, and it felt like it. And I think I shocked everybody, as well as myself, obviously with my vision now, obviously I'm not blind, and I don't claim I'm blind, I'm visually impaired. But as visually impaired people know, they can see contrasting colours more clearly than different shades of the same colour. And it was on the beach where I had my accident in Mablethorpe. So it was just a flat surface that looked all the same. I didn't really know where the track was, only from memory. And it's an oval track. It had rained that morning. But by the time I went out, sun had come out, and the track, the sand was as flat as a billiard board, and it had got rain and water standing on each corner, which for racing was not the right surface, because it was slidey. But for me, it was like riding on silk. And if anybody knows about speedway bikes and grass track bikes, you turn them round when you turn left around the corner, you use the back wheel to turn you. You accelerate and slide the back wheel. You use body, body weight, and all at once as you accelerate. And the fact that the beach was so smooth, I could control that on the throttle. The more I revved it up, the more the back wheel spun out, and you get a tighter turn. And so I was touching the throttle on and off, and I could make the bike do exactly what I wanted to. So it was absolutely ideal conditions for me. But I do have to say, when I went down one of the straights, I lost sight of where I had to turn, and I can remember thinking, if you don't turn soon, Nige, you're going to be in Skegness. And I thought, right, you better get a turn on here. And I ate a bit more water than I should have done, but yeah, absolutely brilliant. And it was arranged for me to do two laps, because there were obviously, this is like the speedway one, it's all against health and safety, inverted commas, a blind bloke on a bike, and these bikes have got no brakes, and the animals to ride. If you've ever ridden motorbikes in general, you'll know a motorbike's not the easiest thing to ride, but the speedway bikes and everything are animals to ride. People said to me, you need to get back on the horse as such after my accident, you need to get back on the horse. But what they didn't say is, I said I wanted to get back on a bareback on a wild Mustang, because that's what these speedway bikes are. They're like a wild Mustang, you know. And I didn't get back on a push bike. I got back on a serious racing bike, you know. And as I say, there's no brakes, so it's all open for crashing, you know. And the bikes are designed to turn round the bends with the back wheel out. So when you go in straight, it's like pushing a trolley in the supermarket. It goes everywhere where you want it to. They're so unstable. The only time a speedway bike is stable is when it's going round a corner with the back wheel sliding. And it's actually crazy riding these speedway bikes. And but yeah, it was brilliant. And there's an interview with me with BBC, and you can see how pumped up I am. You know, I didn't realise I was that pumped up. And as I say, it was arranged for me to do two laps, but I did two, and I carried on going and did another one and a half. So I overstepped the mark, but I thought, this is your one chance of doing this, Nige. You know, they can slap your hands when you get back, but they can't take it off you. So that's what I did.
Did your good lady watch it? Did she?
Oh. Yeah. Well, the thing is, she works every other Sunday, and it always falls when the racing's on. So she works 12 hours that Sunday, and she asked work if she could have 10 hours off. She went to work at night time to do what she does. She looks after people like myself, ironically, in the community, disabled people or whatever disability. But she said to work that she'd go to work, but she would be no use, no ornament to them. So she had the day off to come and see me, and obviously, she was nervous, but I think I did everybody proud, you know. And
the thing is, some people will criticise you and say, "Well, you know, after your horrific accident, why would you do that again?" But it's about facing your demons, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Obviously, the accident I had has took my ordinary life away. You know, like you said, I had a good business before my accident and everything. I enjoyed motorcycles, I enjoyed cars, I enjoy steam engines. I've got quite a lot of 1/24th scale model fairgrounds, which are totally fully working, and I used to go around the country displaying them at model fairground events. I was very active, and my hobbies and that use my hands and my eyes. So now my eyes have been took away, that has been a major part of my life been took away, and I'm trying to regain that confidence now. And you know, people have said to me, "God, Nige, since I saw you last, you're just 100% better. Are your eyes getting any better?" And I say, "No, they're not," which they aren't. I said, "I'm getting more confident," and I think when you suffer from anxiety, I've never suffered from anxiety in any form of mental illness until I had my accident. And like I said in the previous interviews, you know, I wanted to commit suicide, which wasn't Nigel. I suffer from major anxiety. And I think when you suffer from anxiety, when it comes on, it casts like a grey veil over your eyes, you know. So that and your eyesight loss is like a double whammy. But when you've got confidence about you, that lifts and takes one lot of barrier away from what you can see. I'm pretty confident in that. It, you know, different moods that you're in and everything can affect how you see. You know, it's crazy. But the good thing that's come from this is I've been, because of this being on BBC and everything, I've been all the newspapers about it. I've been offered to do things. Now, in America, in Wildwood, New Jersey, they have a race on the beach, which is called the Race of Gentlemen, and it's set in the 50s, and it's motorbikes racing each other, 1950s and 40s motorbikes, and hot rod cars racing on the beach, and the attire you wear is in the 50s style. Well, they've just started one in Bridlington this year called Race the Waves, and it's that-esque. It's the 50s gear. You've got to dress in the 50s. You've got 50s motorbikes and cars, hot rods, pickup trucks, all that kind of thing. You just haven't got the sunshine like you have in New Jersey. But I've been invited to this, to race and I've got a 1961 Triumph, and it just comes under the rules, and I'm riding my Triumph that I've had since I was 24 years old on the beach. I myself have been used, not used as in used, but the word used as a as an advertisement. It's come and beat the blind bloke, in inverted commas. So I've been invited up to do this. Insight, Sight Loss Charity, have got involved because of me doing this at Bridlington. So hopefully something good can come to the sight loss community from this, you know, from Nigel being how he is, and trying to, again, not be used at all. But I'm using my disability now to the best advantage I can for myself and everybody out there. And then from that, I might have a chance of doing a drag motorbike drag race at a drag strip, and driving a sports car around the circuit. And I think I mentioned last time about the Wall of Death, that's hopefully been put in place. But since this footage I've done, everything that's been put in place before this has now gone to another level, because Nigel is a doer, not a gunner doer. People have seen that Nigel doesn't say that he's going to do something. He actually does what he says he's going to do. And so these things I've been offered have now took a different level, you know.
Nigel, really impressed of you, my friend, and amazed how your determination has brought you up to another level now, and who knows where this will take you. Nigel, I would love you to come back on once you've done the gentleman's race and let us know how you're getting on.
Yeah, definitely will do. That's on June the 1st and 2nd in Bridlington. If anybody out there wants to come and support me and support the Eyesight Loss charity and come and for a good time, you know, and get dressed up in your 1950s gear. Rock and roll.
Nigel, a pleasure to chat with you as always. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Ta.